Now time for our Jefferson West locker room chat. High school basketball continuing here. It's our first week of 2026, and we're joined now by the Jeff West girls coach. That is Justin Schwinn. It's brought to you by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Tigers have played back-to-back games this week in the first two of the 26 portion of the schedule, and a couple of wins for the Tigers. Coach, let's start with the game Monday night at Prairie LeCompton, 71-44. Big-time win out of the break. What'd you see from your team against the Cause on Monday night?
Well, it was nice to get back to work. We had to sit around over Christmas break and kind of get practiced in after a pretty poor week before. Girls were fighting sickness, and we got through those weeks, but that wasn't us, and we came out. I felt like Monday night at Perry and kind of jumped on them pretty quick. Got Macy Corcoran in foul trouble, which helps because she's quite an athlete and leader of their team. And then our girls just played very, very well, aggressive, and hitting some shots always helps, and our shooting percentage went up. And then we had to back it up with last night with Rossville, and playing these back-to-back night games are tough for anybody. I didn't know how it would shake down, whether we'd have enough legs in us, but we did just enough. We got in it was pretty close. We jumped on. We had the game of runs. We jumped on them probably 9-0 initially, and then they ended up coming back, taking an 8-point lead. But we ended up tying it back at half. Second half was a lot of the same. They had a big third quarter, but got us down 10. But I was really proud of the girls that they never looked flustered, even as young as some of them are. And we just kept grinding away, getting stops and getting scores. Tied it up, took the lead, and it came down to a last-second foul. Then we shot two free throws and made one of two and ended up pulling it out. But it was a tough game. I knew it would be. Rossville has two incredible athletes for sure, and other good parts to them. But we're looking forward to moving on.
Yeah, it was just such a good way to follow that Prairie LeCompton win on Monday. You know, that one was a little more easy than the Rossville game, but you mentioned that Rossville game. It was a game of runs, down multiple times, including 10 in the third quarter, but coming back, and then a game that comes down to the wire, and obviously you mentioned kind of a last-second free throw that helped seal the deal, 54-53, the final score. So, you know, back-to-back wins here to start 2026, and you mentioned kind of that poor week before the holiday break with losses to Royal Valley and Nemaha. So with that poor week, sitting on that for a couple weeks and then coming out the way you guys have here in the first two games of 2026, I think you got to feel pretty good about where the team is at going to Riley County on Friday.
Yeah, it feels good. It's good to see us respond. We knew we had a couple bad games in there. No disrespect to Royal Valley or Nemaha, but our girls were struggling physically that week and responded well, coming back this week and getting a couple wins and going into Riley County. I know they're extremely well coached. They got a lot of tools to work with, and that's going to be quite a challenge for us for sure.
Yeah, what do you see from Riley County? They have won five consecutive games. They're 6-1. They're right now, they're in contention, no doubt about it, here early on in the Big East. They're 3-0 in league play. They beat Holton by 30 on a Tuesday night. So you look at this Riley County team, you mentioned they're well coached. They've been in the mix in both the years that we've had the Big East League, but it's a ranked Riley County team and a tough test. What do you see from them on Friday and just kind of the challenges there with that road trip?
It's going to be a challenge for sure. Like I said, they have some players that impress me. They've got a lot of length. They're very disciplined. They're going to work to get good shots. And that's with our game. We like to play fast and get shots up. And it'll be a challenge for us for sure. Hopefully we get a couple good days of practice here, kind of get our legs back, but at the same time get better at what we do. We can get better at what we do. I'm pleased regardless of what happens, and we just got to go out and compete and have fun.
Jefferson West girls basketball coach Justin Schwinn joining us again. Couple of wins to kick off 2026 this week. Big win against Prairie LeCompton Monday, fighting hard for a close win following night Tuesday against Rossville. Now they go to Riley County. Marquee matchup in the Big East League coming up with Jeff West at Riley County on Friday. Coach, we always appreciate it. Thanks a bunch. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Brandon.